Good morning, everyone. Pastor Sean Harris coming to you with a little bit of a cold from Fayetteville, North Carolina, March 13th, 2012. Looking at an article entitled Obama Administration Finalizes Rules $1 Abortions in Obamacare. It's official. The concern pro-life organizations had about the Obamacare legislation funding abortions has been confirmed as the Obama administration has issued the final rules on abortion funding governing the controversial health care law. Nestled within the individual mandate in the Obamacare Act, that portion of the act requiring every American to purchase government-approved insurance or pay a penalty is an abortion premium mandate. This mandate requires all persons enrolled in insurance plans that include elective abortion coverage to pay a separate premium for their own pockets, from their own pockets to fund abortion. As a result, many pro-life Americans will have to decide between a plan that violates their conscience by funding abortion or a plan that may not meet their health needs. The Department of Health and Human Services, that's HHS, has issued a final rule regarding establishment of the state health care exchanges required under the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. As a knowledgeable pro-life source on Capitol Hill informed Life News, as authorized by Obamacare, the final rule provides for taxpayer funding of insurance coverage that includes elective abortion, and the change to long-standing law prohibiting virtually all direct taxpayer funding of abortions, that's the Hyde Amendment, is accomplished through an accounting arrangement described in the Affordable Care Act and reiterated in the final rule issued today. To comply with the accounting requirement, plans will collect a $1 abortion surcharge from each premium payer. The pro-life source informed Life News, the enrollee will make two payments, $1 per month for abortion and another payment for the rest of the services covered, as described in the rule. The surcharge can only be disclosed to the enrollee at the time of enrollment. Furthermore, insurance plans may only advertise the total cost of the premium without disclosing that enrollees will be charged a $1 per month fee to pay directly subsidizing abortions. And at this point, this pastor is just about ready to explode. Why? Why? Why are we doing this? Why is the Obama administration facilitating the collection of money to increase the number of abortions that occur? Why are we doing this? Why aren't we doing everything we can as a nation to reduce abortions? What is it that I'm not seeing? Do we not understand that we need children as a nation? I don't understand why, as a nation, as a people group, as a society, we do not realize the necessity of having children, to taking care of children, to adopting children, to encouraging mothers to go through with their pregnancy and deliver children into society. Furthermore, what I don't understand is why the president, who is black and for whom the black community has the highest abortion rate among all ethnicities, he is not doing all he can to reverse the course. At this point, I want to leave this article and I want to look at a new one coming to us from WNYC. So that's New York City News. www.wncnyc.org. Abortion rate among black women sparks debate in community. This is by Sydney Rodriguez. A controversial anti-abortion billboard that went up and was taken down in Soho last month, targeting the black community with the tagline, "The most dangerous place for an African American is in the womb." Let me read that again. That was the tagline. "The most dangerous place for an African American is in the womb." Listen to this number. 57% of black pregnancies in the city end in abortion, according to the 2009 data from the city's Department of Health. For white women, the number is 20%. And for the city overall, it is about 39%. Let me give you the exact numbers. Among non-Hispanic blacks, there were, in the city of New York, in the year 2009, 40,798 abortions. Among the Hispanic community, it was 28,364. Among the non-Hispanic white community, it was 9,853. So what we're dealing with here is in the city of New York, there is a four times more black babies are aborted than white babies. Four times as much. Listen to this short interview I want to share with you from blackgenocide.org. So this is a website written by, organized by, put together by African Americans who have a significant concern about their own community and the abortion rate in their own community. So the first thing when we hit this website, blackgenocide.org, is we see a chart. And the chart takes us from the approximate number of African American deaths since 1973. Okay? From AIDS, 203,000. From violent crimes, 306,000. From accidents, 470,000. From cancer, 1.6 million. From heart disease, 2.2 million. Okay. Now let's move to abortion. 13 million. 13 million. Let me go over those numbers again to you, and let's just do it all in the million sense. AIDS, 0.2 million. Violent crimes, 0.3 million. Accidents, 0.37 million. Cancer, 1.6 million. Heart disease, 2.2 million. Abortion, 13 million. Let's listen to a YouTube video right now. Let's listen to a YouTube video from a pastor who explains the issue. It's only a minute, 30 seconds, and he does a great job of explaining the issue. Pastor Clenard Childress.
Explain what it is, why we are where we are, and what will happen if we don't affect that number.
Well, just to say so that your listeners would understand.
Let's be sure you understand. This is an African-American pastor, and he's talking to another African-American in the reporting.
The Hispanic woman, each Hispanic woman has 3.4 children, or almost 4 children. Each Hispanic woman, at least 3. Caucasian women have 2. Every Caucasian woman has at least 2 children. The African-American woman now is having 1.97, meaning she's not at replacement rate. We are not at replacement rate because 2 people should have another 2 people to replace themselves. Okay, so we are below that for the first time in our history being on this terra firma. And so you have to understand that is directly linked to our high abortion rate. Now also remember this, because this is key. That number in 2002 by the U.S. Census includes citizens from the island communities, Jamaica, Trinidad, Tobago, Haiti.
All people of color.
Yes, all people of color. So you got to understand, that means the indigenous black man is near extinction.
That's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. All are created in the image of God. God has a plan to redeem blacks, to save blacks. And yes, yes, to the glory of God, I believe that 13 million who were aborted are in the presence of the Lord. But that does not give us license to ignore the fact that abortion is murder, and that the very community for which this administration comes from is not doing all it can to reverse this course of action. And every single Christian needs to wake up to the reality that pro-choice is not a biblical position. It's not a biblical position. And it's not a biblical position for blacks. It's not a biblical position for Hispanics. It's not a biblical position for whites. The body of Christ is to be a diverse body of Christ. It is to be a diverse body of Christ. We are not to worship separately. We are not to work separately. We are to be integrated. We are to, clearly the gospel integrates us. The gospel removes skin color and brings to our attention the commonality we have in all being saved, all being redeemed. And every single Christian who has been born again, all those who name the name of Jesus, should do everything they can to reverse these startling numbers in every community. Thanks for listening.